proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining me today. Are the events that are mentioned in the Bible really true? Do the characters of the scriptures really exist? Many people have questioned the authenticity of the Bible. One reason I believe that some struggle with connecting with the Bible is that they have a distant understanding of the scripture. They read names they cannot pronounce, places they don't know where they are, and customs they are not familiar with. However, there is a great tool available to students of the scriptures, that being archaeology. Bible archaeology frequently confirms the truth of scripture. Today, I would like to share with you such a story. In the summer of 2021, the Israel Antiquities Authority announced that they have found evidence of a famous biblical judge. At an excavation in Kirbet El-Rai in southern Israel, Israeli archaeologists uncovered a rare 3,100-year-old inscription dated from the time of the biblical judges. This rare inscription was found on a jar handle with the name Yerubal or Jerubal on it, and most likely written by its owner. The name Jerubal is better known to the Bible students as the biblical judge Gideon. In Judges chapter 6, we are introduced to Gideon during the time of the Midianite oppression of Israel. After God called him to lead Israel, Gideon threw down the idol of Baal that belonged to his father. This action earned him the nickname Yerubal, Jerubal, meaning let Baal contend. Gideon went on to defeat the Midianites with only 300 chosen men fighting with lamps, pitchers, and shofars. Gideon led his army, but this victory was won by the hand of the Lord. So now we look again at the ancient inscription of Jerubal. Did this jar really belong to Gideon, the famous judge of Israel? First of all, Gideon lived and served mainly in northern Israel. In fact, his famous battle with the Midianites took place near Mount Gilboa. By looking at a map, you can see that this location is quite a ways from the area where the inscription was recently found. Kirbet El-Rai is about 4 kilometers from the ancient city of Lachish and near Kiryat Gat today. This is close to Philistine territory. Also, the writing on the jar is not exactly Hebrew, but Proto-Hebrew, meaning this was a Canaanite language that preceded Hebrew. Even so, the inscription can easily be read with the name Jerubal. What makes this find very important is that the letters serve to fill a missing link with the Canaanite language from that time period. According to noted archaeologist Yossi Garfinkel from Hebrew University, this discovery is very important even if it was just letters without meaning. But in this case, we also have a name from the biblical period. It is likely that other people had the name Jerubal from that time. This points to the belief that this name was in common usage during the period of the judges. Although we cannot be certain that this jar belonged to Gideon, we are encouraged that a rare biblical name was found in the field of archaeology. Yossi Garfinkel said concerning this find that the most exciting discovery is an inscription, which is from 1100 BC, the time of the judges. This is the first time we have an inscription from the time of the judges with a meaning. And in this case, the same name appears in both on the inscription and in the biblical tradition. Only a handful of inscriptions from the period of the judges have ever been found anywhere, and they all bear a number of unrelated letters, he said. Garfinkel went on to say, "We know very little about this period from the archaeological point of view, and we didn't have any meaningful inscription from this period." Garfinkel and his team concluded by saying, "The fact that identical names are mentioned in the Bible and also found in inscriptions recovered from the archaeological excavations shows that memories were preserved and passed down through generations. Archaeological finds, such as the Jerubal inscriptions, should excite us as students of the Word of God." Again, Bible archaeology serves to regularly confirm the truth found in the biblical account. The Bible is authentic, reliable, and historical. May we read and study the scriptures with fervor. Who knows what will be uncovered next in Israel? Until then, let's keep reading, trusting, and obeying God's Word. His Word never fails, and we can depend on that. I want to thank you for tuning in today. If you'd like to hear this program again, or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, simply go to ibjm.org. And now, as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122:6, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.